Joining us by phone now, someone who walks outside all the time, Larry Weber.
Yes, good morning, good morning.
Good
I hope you
morning.
Have the kind of morning that we have. It's, wow, what a September morning we have. Amazing temperatures in the 40s this morning and clear after having the clouds and rain of the last couple days, but I'm not complaining. Since we last spoke, we have ended the month of August, and the month of August went out with quite a bit of heat, pretty much as it was for the whole time. No less than 15 days here, we recorded 80 degrees or warmer, making the average temperature for August 68 degrees, which is considerably above the 63.7, which is normal. If you took July and August together, both of them were quite a bit warmer than normal. If you call summer, June, July, and August, then the average temperature was about 3 degrees to 4 degrees above normal. But I was excited about the precipitation.
Mm-hmm.
We had 3 more inches of rain than normal, and so far September started off being a bit wet as well. These shorter days, and it keeps getting shorter every day, this week we will get down to 13 hours of daylight, but bringing about migration. And during my walk this morning, I saw some signs of it with warblers and a couple of hawks. But the last few days, I have been seeing plenty of white-throated sparrows that have been moving through. And then yesterday, I saw the first juncal of the season moving through. You know, that's always a good sign. That's something moving. Those critters come into our yards, and we are able to see them quite closely. In addition to that, this week, I saw good numbers of blue jays and bluebirds that are moving. And then Swainson's thrush, which is an interesting thing. About the only time I see them is migration. They do nest in northern Minnesota, but they're mostly further north into Canada. A small brown bird, most people would have trouble even seeing them. They have a beautiful, loud, high-pitched flute type of song that allows us to hear them. But when they come through in migration, you got to do some good looking at them to see them. But I saw several of those in the last few days, as well as the small raptors, especially American kestrel. In addition to that, there's been more bear action. During our walk a couple of days ago, we saw a bear right in the neighborhood here, and this morning we found its droppings. It had plenty of acorns in it. Now, there is plenty of food out there for bears. Yet, if they do come into our yards and start being a nuisance, I think it just is a sign that there are lots of bears. Chipmunks and squirrels, of course, are gathering up very active. I see them every day. And monarch butterflies have had a good year, and now seeing them in migration every day, I still see them in migration, as well as the green darner dragonflies. They are just been amazing how many there is. Both of those are migratory, and they are passing through now, and they'll continue to do so until quite a bit later in the month. I have seen monarchs all the way up to the end of the month. In addition to that, there still are other types of butterflies out there. And there is plenty of spiders and spider webs, as I have been saying many times before. This will continue. We are in the best time now for the next about 2 weeks, about mid-September when we start getting some frosty times. The spiders pretty much stop it, but right now they're still going on. More leaf color happening all the time. This week I especially saw it with mountain maples and cherries. There is other trees, dogwoods and a small bush, the bush honeysuckle, that are showing the color right now. And occasionally you'll see some of the larger maples. Now we are in September, so that's nothing of surprise. And that's going to continue, probably picking up quite a pace in the next couple weeks. The wildflowers, the asters and goldenrods, are still doing well out there. The sunflowers are not quite as much as they were. Asters and goldenrods, in many cases, are starting to form seeds as well, and that will speed up also as we get a little bit later into September. We have recent rains, and that's brought out another crop of mushrooms, but certainly not like it was a few weeks ago. But nevertheless, I was glad to see a few great ones. I saw yellow amanitas and white amanitas on my walk this morning. Hypomyces is another terrific one to find. That is also called lobster fungus. It looks like a big orange growth on the ground. What you're really looking at is a mushroom that's coated with an orange mold. Now, what makes this so fascinating, and I always told my students it's an example of a magic mushroom, the mushroom which originally grows there is a species of mushroom that is not edible. You eat it, and you're not going to horribly sick, but you probably wouldn't go back for more. It's just kind of yucky. Well, once that mold grows on it, it causes a chemical change in the mushroom, and yeah, it becomes edible.
Hmm.
I have had people tell me that they are the best edible of any kind. So don't experiment unless you know what you're doing.
Okay.
So anyway, that's what we get to look forward to. A couple other comments of note. The equinox is just a little over 3 weeks, more or less 3 weeks away. And 2 weeks from now is Hawk Weekend for anybody who wants to come to Duluth to see the migration. You don't have to wait till then. Often the best flight is days before that. So I would suggest getting to Hawk Ridge sometime in the next couple weeks. It always is worth it. So enjoy. This is a wonderful, wonderful month we're getting into.
Indeed. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Larry Weber there joins us by phone every Saturday morning, bless his heart. And just a font of information of what's going on out there. He walks every single day, at least once, I'm thinking, maybe many, many times, observing everything that's out there.